Cowboys versus Eagles. Cowboys look pretty good. David Bloom got some explaining to do. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, David Bloom with the hey. David Bloom picked Shook Ones, man. What's this young buck know about this? But he know about it because he the one picked this off. Man, welcome to, I guess, the Sunday, Monday edition of Sunday, like, you know, night football. See, I'm your host, Evan T. Mack. My man to my left, the man of the hour, David H. Bloom. I'm going to get right into it, man. What you want me to do? David Bloom, you got some explaining to do.
I got some explaining to do.
Dakota Prescott.
Dakota Prescott.
Look, sprightly. Was hitting, chucking and jiving, was high-stepping. The Cowboys get the win over the Eagles in my home state of Pennsylvania. Explain yourself. What's going on with you? What's going on? What's up? You always so down on Mr. Prescott.
Oh, God. All right. Well, everyone's forgetting that, you know, Zeke rushed for 151 yards and a touchdown, 19 carries. So, like, Dak Prescott, he did that too, right? He can hand the ball off too, right?
Listen, he did. He was putting it right in the bread basket.
Look.
But it's the way he was handing the ball off.
All right.
His technique was very secure.
26 for 36, 270 yards and a touchdown. You know what?
Ooh, look at you rattling off stats.
He's looking nice. Like, he's looking nicer than I said he would, but come on.
What?
We all saw what's going on. I mean, they got the win, 27-20 over the Eagles. A bit unexpected for me,
huge,
I will say that.
Huge win.
Did not expect that at all. Ezekiel Elliott goes absolutely off, which he really hasn't done a whole lot this year. Like, he hasn't been super impressive, but Dak Prescott looked... Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, you have the floor, young man.
I do. Okay. Well, I'm going to say this. Amari Cooper made that team so much better. Great acquisition. For a first... I don't agree with it.
It's tough to justify anyone for a first round pick, right?
I don't agree with it because the Eagles got Tate for what? The third, fourth?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so hard to justify unless it's like, we're talking about, unless it's like a lineman, like a really amazing lineman for a first round pick. Because you know, barring injury, you're getting like 13 years out of these guys.
Yeah.
So like that's the one position I feel you can justify for a first round. But you're right, no man. First round?
I can't go skill player for first rounder. Like, okay, if you're throwing, hey, you know, I'll give you a take my first rounder, and then you give me Antonio Brown.
Okay,
that's a little different. But if it's for Amari Cooper, like, okay, don't get me wrong. He's a good receiver, and he fits really well with that Cowboys system. I like the connection he and Dak have. You know, 6 receptions, 75 yards. Looks really nice. But, like, I think they paid a little bit too much. And if they want to go and pay that for a win versus the Eagles now, sure. Mm. I guarantee you that 75 yards helps. But
key positions
is 75 yards in this game, maybe a couple, like four or so receptions, a nice connection, a number one wide receiver, like for probably a year or two, worth that number. Because who could that first rounder be?
Wow.
You don't know. Who could a third rounder be? Not a skill player like that.
So, but in the short term, it's looking pretty good.
Looking nice in the short term. On the other side of the things, though, or other side of the ball, the Eagles.
Interesting, right?
Philadelphia Eagles. You're champions, everyone. 4-5.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And you, like I said, we talked about this earlier, like a few weeks ago. You know, like I said, that's why the NFL is so special. They stack the deck against the champions.
Of course.
They hit you with a harder schedule. It's a tougher environment. Your away games are tougher. They literally structure it so you earn your way back.
Mm-hmm.
Just so there is a difference in who goes to the Super Bowl. So that's why when someone goes back, they are more special than you think they are.
Like because, the Patriots.
Like the Patriots. So you got to give them credit. As much as they get on my damn nerves, you got to give them credit for always getting back somehow. But you're right, man. The Eagles are in disarray. Now, listen, Skins are top of the division right now.
By two games.
You know, there's a lot of things going on right now. Like, and the Cowboys aren't even out of the winning the division.
No, they're very close. They get two, Skins drop two, like, they're right back in it.
Yeah.
And the Skins aren't looking absolutely amazing.
Not unbeatable.
They got the win, but it was a really, really tough one. Adrian Peterson, 68 yards.
Okay.
Slowing down. Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Slowing down.
Okay.
A little bit. Just a little bit. The touchdowns aren't there, which is diminishing
his
stats a lot, but because they get in the red zone, and then Alex Smith's first option is either to go to Bibbs or throw it, and he's got some nice receivers, you know, Richardson, Dachson, Crowder.
I like that.
They're a nice little bunch, but they need Adrian Peterson to do more. You know, they had I think, what, like a loss last week, a tough one to the Falcons. This week they come and the Buccaneer, Fitzpatrick.
500 yards and 3 points. First team in the 99-year history of the NFL who ever do that. It's like almost impossible.
Godwin got like 103. Barber got like 100+, I think, receiving yards.
It's weird. It's like, because like I told you, man, Fitz, it's weird, man. He can throw it.
But he got 2 interceptions.
Yeah, and that's, that just kind of deflates everything. But like getting back to the Cowboys, so the Cowboys 4-5, 1-4 away, their first away win. They see Atlanta next week. Who knows what Atlanta you're gonna get?
I don't even know.
Who knows?
Atlanta's
none
like
of us know.
A wild card. Like they're the definition of a wild card team.
No question.
A grab bag. You could reach in and get a horrible day from Matt Ryan, or you can get an amazing game from Matt Ryan. Like, who knows if Julio Jones is going to get in the end zone, or if Ito Smith and Tevin Coleman are going to break off, or just be Ito Smith and Tevin Coleman. We don't know. And that's the interesting thing, because the Cowboys are kind of looking like that now. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Amari's going to go off, and if Dak's going to be able to throw to him, and Zeke's just going to have a career game, or they're going
to
suck.
I got a very serious question to ask you, though.
Uh-huh.
How about them Cowboys,
oh,
David
Blow?
God damn Cowboys!
You sound like every Cowboys fan ever.
What you want me to do? Dakota Prescott in the pocket, his pocket presence, his poise, his awareness. It's just the way he was just standing statuesque in the pocket. I was thinking about David Bloom. Like, David Bloom got some explaining to do on Monday. Because I don't know. He was headed in the breadbasket, but he made some pretty good throws.
He made some good throws. See, he is an NFL quarterback, and he can still make those throws. Yeah. You expect that. When he turns around and just will not make serious throws, and he becomes really who I think more of who he is, everyone has breakout games.
Yeah.
Do I think this is a fluke? Oh my God, yes.
But let me be clear. Like all jokes aside, you know I'm messing with you, Blake. But all jokes aside, like there's things that Dak does that gets on my nerves. Like for real. Like from a real like serious like I'm not joking perspective. Like when I really put on my football hat and like really start analyzing the game that I've known so well. Like that my dad taught me since I was a kid. He does this weird thing where he gets pressure. He backs up 10 yards.
Oh my God, he gets.
Bro,
notice how the Cowboys lose so many yards on certain plays.
Bro, you can't back up 10 yards when you get pressure.
Panics.
Take it. Get it. Either take a hit or throw the ball. I don't know. You can't lose 10 yards then take the hit, because I'd rather you get an intentional grounding and not take the hit. You know what I mean? And lose yards. But don't you lose yards and get hit.
No, if you're going to get hit, just get hit. Don't. Because he thinks that with his legs, he has enough speed to try to create a play. He's like Trubisky did that one game.
Not fast enough. That's not fast enough.
He's not fast enough. He's not smart enough. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers for a second.
Yeah, it's true.
Watch any Packers game. He throws the ball away more than any quarterback I've seen, because he knows, one, I'm old, I don't want to take the hit. And he does take hits. But two, I would rather this than back up 10 yards and take a sack. The Packers rarely lose yards like that.
You really think
because
about it.
Aaron Rodgers has the IQ to throw the ball away. Dak Prescott, being the young buck that he is, doesn't have that type of IQ to throw the ball away or take the hit or go down. Because a lot of quarterbacks, when they feel the pressure of a sack, they will go down first.
Yeah.
Give themselves up.
Yeah.
And they won't take as hard of a hit, because there's a lot of rules now preventing, you know, the helmet to helmet, the roughing the passer. But he will bet. You're right. He backs up about 10 yards.
Why does he
tries to scramble outside the pocket? Always ends up getting a sack, or he'll throw a pick.
Dakota, like,
either way,
bruh, like, stop backing up, man. Step in the pocket to do something. Listen, I told you, I'm not a professional athlete. I just watch the game all the time. I'm like, I know you ain't supposed to be backing up. That's what
No. It's a 3-step drop.
Good Lord.
3 steps, and not 10 yards.
But your 5-step shouldn't be a 20-step.
Exactly.
Stop backing up, man. And listen, you know Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT when they criticizing the man for throwing the ball away now. That's the new narrative, by the way. I don't know if you've been listening
to
the sports shows and the sports radio.
I haven't even heard that one yet.
All the sports radio shows now are criticizing the man for having the most throwaways in the league now.
I just said he had the most throwaways in the league.
He's on pace to throw the most throwaways in the history of the NFL. So?
Well, because he understands when you don't have to get yards on every play.
When has a throwaway been a bad thing in league, right? I don't, Ben. It's crazy. Like, they have to create new things to make this guy marginalized.
Okay. When I was younger, I used to play soccer for my elementary school. The one thing that my coach always told me, when in doubt, kick it out.
Yes!
When you are backed up and you're near your own
clear
goal,
it.
And you get the ball, you clear it or you kick it out of bounds.
Everybody knows that.
You do not try to go and attack. In hockey, when they're on a power play,
yes.
All right, which is, for those who don't watch hockey, it's when one player gets a either 2-minute minor or 5-minute major penalty,
yes.
And they have to go sit in the penalty box, and it's a 5-on-4 situation. If you get that puck when you're defending the power play,
They click it all every time.
Clear
they kick it
all the way back
because you're trying to waste the time until you get your player back. The same goes for football. If you are in danger and there's nothing here and the play's busted, and instead of making things happen or gunslinging, this is why he has the lowest touchdown to interception ratio in history, and he will always have that. But you know, getting back to the Cowboys, let's wrapping up this game as far as that goes. So we got the Eagles and the Cowboys. Give me your so who wins next week? Cowboys or the Atlanta Falcons?
Now, I could say Cowboys, I could say Falcons, and I could be wrong and right probably at the same time, but I'm going to go Falcons.
Yeah.
I expect them to have a nice game against this Cowboys. It's sort of like a bend, don't break, but bend a lot type of defense. Mm-hmm. They sure as hell bend.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting Matty Ice, Julio Jones, maybe some Calvin Ridley, a little bit of Sanu, Tevin Coleman, Ito Smith. I'm expecting all of them to have not amazing games. Like, I don't expect a rout at all.
Good enough.
But you saw how the Titans fared with the Cowboys. I expect similar things from the Falcons. They have on and off games. Mind you, they still have Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Still have Julio Jones. Yeah. Their defense isn't terrible. It's not amazing by any sense of the word.
They can't stop anybody, David.
No, they cannot.
They can't stop anybody.
They can't stop Coach Up.
They couldn't stop. I don't know if they can stop me right now on a 5-yard slant, to be honest with you. I'm confident I might be able to get a little, you know, little wheel route against somebody.
Put me on the team. Put me on the Browns right now. I look like Phillip Lindsay. No. Throw me on Denver. I'll rush past
Man,
that Falcons.
Listen,
defense.
I'm being facetious right now, but damn, they can't stop anybody.
Mm-mm.
But oh my goodness. Anyway, David Bloom, tell the lovely people at home, like, subscribe to this wonderful
network. Oh, I shall. Hey, After Buzzers. You know, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows.
Yes.
You know, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we need your help.
Yes, we do.
We're asking that you please subscribe to our channel or one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. How nice is that? And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and, you know, we'll thank you on air.
Yes.
For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thank you very much. Shout out to Star Drew in the chat. All kinds of lively. I appreciate you for being in there, being very active. Appreciate everybody that's in there, especially, you know, the regulars. And I appreciate you guys for subscribing and listening to me and David Bloom rant about football because we do love to do so. So
best.
Let me move on real quick to the Panthers versus the Steelers now.
Ooh,
let me tell you something.
Boy.
You know, it's
Lordy.
This is a very interesting thing we call football because that Steelers team can beat anybody.
That Steelers team.
Anybody.
That.
And you see how
Steelers
I said that
team.
Steelers team because we know that's not going to be the Steelers team I get when I really want them to be like that. Want them to be like that against the Patriots.
If we get to December, January.
Yeah.
God forbid, February.
I don't know.
That's not the Steelers team you're going to get, and that's not the Panthers team you're going to get either.
So, do you put it like this, do you think we could get that Steelers team at the right time? Do you think this game could be the game that sends them on? Like, put it like this. What if they do not lose for the rest of the year?
Then they will be sitting Super Bowl bound, either champions or not, in February.
Yeah.
I guarantee that if we see them not lose a single game, because they'll be on such a high that any team that comes against them, Chiefs, Patriots, Titans, I don't even know, they will not be able to beat this team. The Panthers went on a nice little run. They dropped 21 points. They dropped 14.
Yeah.
That score's a lie. They scored that 21 at the very end of the game.
Yeah.
McCaffrey got a run. No one was celebrating.
No
claps. Just a, all right, let's just,
yeah,
let's go back and try it again.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, 100 or so yards, and Big Ben threw 5 touchdowns.
And
look at the difference.
The most 5 touchdown quarterback ever, I believe, or someone, it might be, yeah, I think it's
well,
him.
Because
him
he
Drew
can
Brees,
do that.
Brees, him and Brees.
But look at the first game of the season versus the Browns when he had, what, I want to say 3 turnovers?
God, man.
He can do that, yet he can throw 5 touchdowns, because who does he have? A.B., James Conner.
Juju
Smith-Schuster. So many amazing people on that team, even without Le'Veon. They do not need him, and I'll tell
you
that right
I told you.
Now.
So I told him to stay home.
Sign with the Niners or something.
Whoever you want to sign with, bro, you can hold out as long as you want. The Steelers do not need you, bro. They just don't.
You know, and Le'Veon tweeted something as well. They dug up from, like, a couple years ago saying, if you voluntarily sit out a sport, you don't love it. Le'Veon.
Oh, tell me they did not Le'Veon. Find that. Did they find that?
Pretty sure they found that.
No, they did not.
You don't love it? You don't love the sport?
You just told me something I can't believe. See, that's that. Man, Twitter be getting y'all in trouble, man. I'm not even famous. I'm not even somebody that nobody knows. Lord. But I find myself going through my tweets just in case. I said something like, I don't know, fried chicken's disgusting. You know what I mean? Just stuff I just shouldn't say.
Hey, if I pop off for any reason, I don't want anyone going back in my tweets and being like,
see, that's why you stay on social media. Isn't that why you stay on? That's probably why. See, that's why I give you a hard... I shouldn't give you a hard time because there ain't never going to be no Bloom tweets. This is because you ain't on social media.
Go through my Instagram. Find something that I did wrong. Embarrassing? Sure. I was a little kid. I have some young pictures of myself that I look like a baby. But find something that I did wrong, offensive, any sort of way like that? Nope.
I don't do that. I never have, bro. And even if I think I was like, let me just make sure. Like, no, I don't say anything crazy. But that's why you don't say anything ridiculous like that. Mm-mm. Because you might find yourself in a situation where you're trying to hold out.
Oh, I make no claims.
Come on.
Never make a claim. I make claims here.
Yeah.
But I can back those up.
We can make declarations all day. Sports declarations all the time.
But if I make one about life or themes or anything like that, and then it comes and bites me in the butt. See, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I dislike.
52-21, the Panthers get the Briggs beat off them. But I'm going to move on to this team that we talk about on the regular. And I'm telling you right now, these New Orleans Saints, man.
Woo, boy. Unbeatable. February.
They really are, bro.
February bound.
Let me tell you, this team is so good, I wasn't even realizing they don't have a receiver besides Michael Thomas.
No, they don't.
I don't even pay attention to that.
That new guy.
The one guy, the guy that brought out the practice squad.
Gotcha.
And by the way, you know, seriously, I feel bad. We didn't talk about this. We should have talked about this earlier. I feel bad about what happened to Dez.
Of course.
I would have loved to see Drew Brees just resurrect his career. You don't want to see anybody end on a bad note. When you tear your Achilles at this stage in your career as a wide receiver, I am almost guarantee you he does not play another down in the NFL.
It's so...
I'm almost guarantee you he doesn't.
It's so... To see his tweet, too, going back on Twitter, he said... This is just a test, and it's super tough, and thanks for all your prayers. It's so hard to see that happen to a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he finally gets signed by a team with the Saints. He could have won a Super Bowl. Oh my God,
yeah. And the setting was so great. They played the Cowboys. It's amazing.
I was so excited. It's just unfortunate. It's just, there's no other word for it, really. It's not his fault. It's not the Saints' fault.
Achilles is inexplicable, bro. I can rupture my Achilles walking out of this studio right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens, bro. I'm telling you, like, and it's one of those things you feel bad, but as the Saints march on, you know, no pun intended, they beat the brakes off the Bengals, but everybody can beat the brakes off the Bengals. 51-14. They scored 28 points in the second quarter. That's gonna just amazing. Need them to just stop for a second.
That is amazing.
Can y'all please calm down and just call off the dogs just for a little 51-14.
Well, look at the carries. Splitting carries at 13 and 12 from Ingram and Kamara. Ingram gets 104. Kamara 56, but with those two touchdowns.
You know about Kamara, though. He catches and he runs. He does it all.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. 46 receiving yards.
See?
Michael Thomas, two touchdowns. They were looking... They scored, I think it must have been the second quarter when they finally got their first stop on third down with the Bengals.
And really, ridiculously, Drew Brees is completing 77% of his passes.
No.
77%!
And what is he, like 50, 60, 70?
For the year?
That's insanity.
He's almost passing 80%.
That's insane.
That's a joke. And he throws downfield.
He is not afraid to sneak the ball, too. You saw that touchdown when he reached it over the goal line. He puts his body on the line, and they have Taysom Hill to take the brunt of, you know.
He's a big boy, big body, man. I like that guy.
He plays anything. I saw him on special teams.
I like that guy a lot.
Like, he will take the brunt of hits and in, like, trick plays and, like, fake punts. He'll be the one throwing it. He almost completed that jump pass to Ben Watson. See, Andy Dalton did the same thing to, I think, either Mixon or Bernard. I can't remember. But Taysom Hill.
Yeah, and I like that they're not afraid to, like, let him throw.
Either. No, they let him throw because they know he's a quarterback first, and he, in his mind, thinks quarterback first, yet he can catch, run, block, mostly anything.
And that's my problem with what they do in Baltimore. Everyone knows when Lamar Jackson gets there, 99.9% of the time he's not throwing the ball. See, that's a problem with quarterback development, guys. Mm-hmm. If he's your quarterback of the future, which he is, by the way, y'all don't realize it. Flacco is a wrap.
Let go, Joe Flacco.
It's over.
Come on, Joe Flacco's done plenty. He won the Super Bowl. Be thankful you even got that. And the Niners were in it too. Boy. Look where they are now.
Because I'm tired of hearing about what he did in the playoffs and his playoff. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm done.
It's over. Like, what, one Super Bowl?
Y'all want to keep giving Eli a hard time for it. He can't keep living off his two Super Bowls. But so how can I keep saying Joe Flacco can live off his playoff run? Like, y'all gotta let it go, man. If I gotta let Eagle Eye go, which pains me, then y'all gotta let Joe Flacco go.
Let him go. And they, cause really?
That's what's gonna put the Saints over the top. They let that guy throw. So now you don't know if he's gonna throw, or he's gonna run, or he's gonna do whatever. You don't know what he's gonna do.
Mm-hmm. It's unpredictability is scary. Yeah, and for a defense, when you see Lamar Jackson out there, you're like, okay, QB run, option, whatever. When
you know
Taysom Hill's out there, you're like, oh, he's gonna run. But what if he doesn't run? What if it's a pitch? What if he blocks? What if he catches?
So annoying.
I don't know. They could run a Philly special with Taysom Hill. You don't know.
And he's really good. So it's
yes,
like,
he is.
Yeah, so, okay.
Renaissance
so,
man right there.
Saints don't know when they're going to lose. I'm sure they might lose a game. If they put it like this, maybe they'll lose the last game of the year if they but they set everybody on the bench because they'll have like 8 first-round buys. You know what I mean? So, like, they might not ever lose for the rest of the year. But like I said, let's say they do. I see them being 14-2. I see them being 15-1. I see them put like this. They have not lost in a while. So I'm going to stick with that. That Saints should be playing on Sunday in February.
I would love to see Saints-Rams NFC Championship.
Why not?
I don't see that, I'm going to be mad. Except, you know, I won't be mad, because if it's the Packers there, then I'm going
to
be happy.
Yeah, you know me, man, because you know I want Aaron Rodgers to win the Super Bowl. I want him to win like 5 Super Bowls.
He deserves one.
I just want him to win another.
But, you know, if the Packers don't make it, which they're not looking amazing, but Aaron Jones...
Ooh,
watch out.
He's special. Yeah, matter of fact, I was about to go to something else, but let me go to that game.
Yeah, let me
just talk about that. Go talk about the Packers.
God, I always got to talk about the Packers on the show. I can't let you sneak past the Packers.
No, you got to go. Let you got the floor. Go.
31-12 against the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
And
here we go. When he beats the brakes off the Dolphins, it's the Dolphins. Oh, now it's the Dolphins.
No, it's not just the Dolphins. The Dolphins have a pretty good defense. Kiko Alonso's looking nice. I think Cameron Wake's still on that team.
Oh, I like him.
That's a nice defense. You saw what they did against the Bengals.
Yeah!
You saw what they did a week ago. But now...
That's when the Bengals were actually playing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
They saw AJ Green and Tyler Boyd still looking nice.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. Good kid. But now, they face the Packers. You know, just came off a loss to the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird to see what the Pats did this week. We'll get into that in a second.
Or will we?
But Aaron Jones. And I got real close to my mic for this one. 15, okay, first thing is to notice, I'm just going to, a little bit of stats here, 15 carries.
I like him a lot.
Jamal Williams got 3. 15. Before he was 11, 9, splitting carries with Ty 2. Ty Montgomery leaving to the Ravens.
They have found their running back.
They have found their running
Finally.
Back. Finally. It's about time. 2 touchdowns, 145 rushing yards.
I love this dude. I like the way he runs. I like his build. I like different types of running backs. Mm-hmm. I do. I like the bigger ones. But I like that kind too. That shifty. I like that kind of guy. You know what I mean? I like the way Christian McCaffrey's built. I like those.
Yes.
I like those guys. I like them kind of running backs. So I just really like to see somebody taking the pressure off of number 12.
It's good. He needs it because the Packers the past couple of years haven't had that real run game. Ever since Lacy left, it hasn't been the same. Timon, Williams.
Patchwork stuff.
Yeah, no one's really getting the job on. And to see Aaron Jones, free Aaron Jones move it, Matthew Berry talks about it, it's very true, and I love to see it here, because when he can show up, when they allow him to show up, he can show up. That's what I'm trying to say. 27 receiving yards, too. He's just such... You're right, you said it. A shifty kind of...
I like him, man. But he does run violent.
Downhill runner.
And he doesn't mind mixing it up. Mm-mm. He doesn't mind going at you. This is without Randall Cobb.
Mind you, yeah.
Randall Cobb is out. It's one of those things where, listen, man, the Bears are the top of the division right now. Second place are the Vikings. It's very interesting. That is a very... It's a very interesting division.
Very interesting.
I don't know who's winning that division.
Just take out the Lions, though.
You notice how I never talk about Detroit. I'm sorry. Listen, Detroit.
See,
y'all stop messing with me. Y'all wasted away Megatron. That's why I put y'all in the doghouse. I'm permanently mad at y'all. Y'all wasted one of my favorite receivers of all time. So I'm not going to just talk about y'all. Y'all wasted him away. You know you're a bad friend when someone retires early.
Yep.
He had plenty left in the tank.
Oh, he could have gone for so long.
Come on, man.
He's one of the greatest of all time, and I will say that right now.
God, they put 8 people on this dude, and he still makes his plays, his receptions, and his yards. But, I'll get to y'all eventually, but y'all get on my nerves, man. So we're going to shift, man. I wanted to have, I kind of wanted to build it up. I wanted to build the anticipation.
Because
I don't like piling on, man. I don't like to kick my man when he's down. I don't like to do that. But listen, we got the Titans versus the Patriots.
I knew this was coming. I knew once you got that smirk on your face, this was the Patriots losing.
This is nothing personal.
Nothing personal.
It really isn't, though. Because listen. Only thing I get annoyed about when I listen to like the sports pundits on the radio and stuff like that, that they all of a sudden not even want to talk about the Titans now. Now, come on. Y'all were not talking about the Titans, man. Nobody was talking about the Titans. All I hear about is Mariota's a bust, and he's not that great. But quietly, this is one of the best defenses in the league right now.
They are. And, like, I will kid you not, I was hearing them on the TV talking good about Derrick Henry. After the entire year, they've been like, oh, he's a bust. He's not doing good. Lewis is taking over. And they're like, this is a nice 1-2 punch here with Derrick Henry. He's a nice-looking kid, strong, good kid. I'm like,
What? That's exactly what I was like. I was like, who? I was flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, this is what I hate, though. Like I say, look, put it like this. Titans win 34-10 over the Patriots, you know, which is an upset. No matter how you slice it, it's an upset. But here's what I get a little perturbed about. Oh, now y'all want to say Aaron Rodgers is old now. See, this is my problem with knee-jerk reporting. Now he's old. No, Tom Brady has been old. He's 41. In the league, that is considered old. So, like, don't tell me he's old now. That's a disservice to Tom. I ain't gonna let anybody just do that with Tom Brady. I just say Tom Brady gets a little anxious when he gets a little pressure on him. That's all I say.
The first time in a while we've seen the pocket collapse a little bit.
Good Lord.
What happens?
Good Lord.
Turnovers.
You look like Dak Prescott.
You realize that the Patriots don't really have that good of receivers. Gronk was out too, which hurt them a lot. That's Brady's kind of like dump off.
It is a security blanket. That's just Jason Witten. That's the thing is, I know it's the Mike Vrabel effect. I know he has more to do with it than people think.
Of course,
he's played for them for years. He knows schemes. He is actually a solid coach. But let's be honest, they won last week as well. The Titans won last week in a game. How they beat the Cowboys? The Titans aren't that bad.
No,
they lost games when Mariota was injured. Guys, they're making some noise, man.
They're actually a real team, but I gotta ask you though, have they come back? Are the Titans back, or is this just another reason for them to fall off even harder?
I will not knee jerk. How dare I knee jerk? I want to.
I know you do. I'm asking you to right now.
I want to so bad. No, man, I can't do it, man. Nah, I can't do it right now. They got the, put it like this. Okay, they got the Colts, the Texans, the Jets, and the Jags in their next four games. Then they got the Giants, the Skins, the Colts again. See, so that's those are the remaining games. Now let me tell you something. They can win. Like I said, if they beat the Colts and the Texans, we could talk then. I'll be here back 2 weeks, being like, I'm an anointed. They going to the Super Bowl. Like I'll go
all
nuts.
Right. All
I'll
right. Go. Okay. If they win the next two games, you are officially allowed to go nuts. And if you want to go, buy a $20 Mariota jersey. Be my guest.
It's not. I guarantee you, it ain't $20 for whatever reason. It's not $20. Yo. Oh, by the way, yo, Mariota, shave that mustache, man. Listen. Listen, I'm gonna speak to you like directly. That mustache does not suit you. You got a baby face. You need to embrace that baby face. There's nothing wrong with looking like a chiseled jawed, good looking, brown skinned man. Don't wear them. You ain't built for that mustache, Bloom. You know it too. Mm-hmm. I was like, what, bro?
Mm-hmm.
We're like a fugitive of the law. Do not.
Do not
shave that mustache.
Take it from someone with a baby face.
Yeah, that's why I love David Bloom. He don't be trying to grow no peach fuzz.
No.
He keep it real sleek. He gillettes it up. You know what I mean? He's real trimmed up. It just frustrated me when I seen him take the helmet off.
See, when people get mustaches and they're not expected, I used to have a funny story real quick. I had a teacher last year. Weird dude. He walks into class full on mustache. Mm-mm. I mean, like here to there.
Mm-mm.
Creepy.
Mm-mm.
Creepy guy.
You gotta shave the mustache, man.
And everyone wanted him to shave it, and he just...
Does people understand you actually have to be a mustache guy to wear
He's
a mustache?
He's not a mustache guy.
You can't just wear a mustache?
Oh, Lord. Hey, yo, shout out Mr. Krug if you're watching, though.
Yo, what up?
Hey.
Yeah, but so listen, okay.
What's up, Josh? I can call you that now. You're not my teacher anymore.
So now, the question everyone asks, okay, is it time to panic with the Patriots? Is Tom Brady looking old? David Bloom, what do you say?
I can interrupt you now and say no. Mm-hmm. It's not. They had one bad game. Remember what they did to the Packers last week? I do. Remember all that they've done this season? This is what, their third loss?
That's it.
Really?
That's it. Stay on the top of that weak division.
Mm-hmm. Weak division.
Weak.
Ooh, they got the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins.
Stop.
Like.
Can we stop? Please,
we can stop because they are going to win that division. This is their third loss on the season. The Patriots are not. They're the Cavaliers when LeBron was still on that team. They're the Heat. They are not a one seed team. Hmm. They will get the two. Maybe they'll have the wild card and they can win in the playoffs. In the winter. They play there. I guarantee you they're not done. And I guarantee you Brady's still fine. He played a tough defense. Gronk was out. The pocket actually collapsed for the first time. The Patriots are nowhere near done, and I can guarantee you that right now. I do not say you know, I'm going back a little bit on my, I see them in February, but if they were in the Super Bowl this year in Atlanta, wouldn't be surprised. I would not be shocked.
I agree. The next games are the Jets, win. The Vikings, who knows. Dolphins, win. Steelers, who knows. Bills, win. Jets, again. Like, that's their last game. Stop. Like, they're probably going to go 4-2 or whatever. Like, they're probably going
to... That's two possible losses.
Come on. Maybe. Maybe.
Possible.
Like, it depends on what Kirk Cousins' team shows up. You know what I mean?
And sometimes they don't.
Yeah, so I got Star Drew in the chat saying, in the NFC Conference, who do you see in the, as a wild card team right now, Boom?
As a wild card like, team
like,
right
just
now?
Just a couple. Maybe give me like two in the NFC.
NFC. Yeah. Lord. NFC wild card team. Well, you know, I can see the Skins.
Yeah.
In the wild card.
Yeah.
Definitely the Skins. You know, I could see the Steelers. Oh, Steelers. NFC. Excuse me.
What about the Seahawks? Do you see them in there at all?
Yeah, I could see the Seahawks there. I think they're climbing. They had a really, really, really close game against the Rams. It was very back and forth. They took the loss 36-31, but
wow.
I can see them. Lord.
I know, right? It's interesting.
Oh, and shoot. You know, I could see the Bears.
Yeah, bro.
I could see the Bears.
We're top of the division right now.
I want to say Packers, but I could see the Bears, too. What about you?
I need to see how that North shapes out. I want to see
right?
how
the that's Packers. That's why I said Bears. But
yeah, the Bears. I can see the Bears being a wild card. We'll see when things get real tight in the winter, man. We'll see if they can hold on. They're well coached. Nagy's a bad boy, man. I like this coach. He got these boys rolling. They got the right squad. Khalil Mack, he's a disruptor. They are winning games. They are the top of the division because they deserve to be the top of the division.
They do.
Period.
Trubisky's looking Trubisky.
Yeah, there he is. Right?
There it is. Looking real nice.
This is football, man. This ain't like this. Unlike a lot of other sports, you win. You're earning these wins, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear about Tom Brady being old. I don't hear about Mike Vrabel. At the end of the day, the Titans put it on the Patriots.
Oh yeah, they did.
Period.
But the Bears developed their players.
They did.
Tariq
man.
Cohen, Jordan Howard, Mitchell, like all those players are being developed. They go get Mack, which was a huge addition to that already nice looking defense.
It's true.
They're coming back. I mean, they ditched. Forget names escaping me. You know. Cutler.
Yeah.
Cutler.
Yeah.
A while ago when he went to the Dolphins for Tannehill. I got Osweiler.
he's doing okay.
He's fine.
He's all right.
But they're looking nicer.
Looking
they really
good.
Are. A-Rob, you know, they got...
I love that Cohen kid. I like that young...
Tariq Cohen.
Man,
Taylor Gabriel, I want to say,
I like
too.
These guys, man.
They find these guys, you know, from Jacksonville, from the Raiders...
Right.
And they breed them really well.
Right system,
looking nice.
Right circumstance, right play calling.
Right system.
They'll be okay. We'll see, because at the end of the day, it's ultimately coming down to Mitch making a play.
If he doesn't make those plays, though, they're
done. So it's going to come down to quarterback play. But so we got the Colts versus the Jaguars, man. Listen, you already told you. I told you I'm done with the Jag.
I'm done with the Jag.
2-3 weeks ago.
Colts. I mean, I got some personal stuff with this game, but I'm done with the Jags.
Listen, the Colts, man, I'm telling you, finally got my man Andrew Luck a little bit of protection.
There they
go. A little bit of protection.
Look what happened.
He got like a little umbrella, man.
Eric Ebron. Yay. Eric Ebron.
Hey. And like, listen, now, 4-5, 2-2 at home. It's not the sexiest record, but they're hanging around.
They are very much in the hunt.
They got to deal with the Texans.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but... Mm-hmm. Look at that whole division. You got, what, the Texans, Titans, them, and the Jags.
Mm-hmm. Jags are done. Sorry.
They're done.
Y'all heard me. Y'all heard what I said. Y'all are done in Jacksonville.
No.
It's
not.
Over.
They're not done. They're the Jaguars. I hate to say that.
Oh, because everybody forgot. We all hopped on that little AFC championship game. Listen, y'all are done. It's
done.
Over. Darn it.
They fell so far
it's
this year.
Cinderella. It is struck midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel bad, too, because I really like that team. And I respect their guys. Leonard Fournette,
who
I know.
You look, who doesn't love Leonard Fournette? Let's be
injury.
Honest. I like Jalen Ramsey. I like a player that
oh
talks.
Oh, my God, of course.
I like the squad. I do. It's not even, that's not even personal. I just get very frustrated that y'all think Blake Bortles is y'all's answer. Don't double down and
now.
Triple down and quadruple down on this guy because you want to be right so bad.
Just, if you accept that you have to move on from someone like Blake Bortles, just do it. Make your team better. Get Leonard back, but they put so much padding for the fact that they didn't have Leonard Fournette, and they went and they got, they used TJ Yeldon
yes.
a whole lot, and they went and got Chris Ivory.
Yes.
Which was, I mean, good addition, but you don't really need him anymore. Like, do you really want to split three different players with carries?
Not really. Not unless they're all getting like production. Like, do you really? Come on, man. Three running backs. Can we please?
That's
stop.
Too much. Two is fine.
Yeah,
everyone, two is normal.
The two back set is great because it protects your guys and you can, you know, the thunder and lightning, the power, the speed, the offsetting guys catching out of the backfield. Like, that's cool. That third running back. What do you stop?
It's not
that's
helping.
A wasted roster spot, man.
But the Saints do it the best, I think. But even,
they do. They
even
do.
Teams like the Chiefs, they have, you know, Ware and Kareem Hunt doing the stuff.
Yeah.
So to have three guys in that backfield who are all actual decent runners, like they are all good backs, and to have to carousel them around is tough because you want to use. See, the Jaguars are a team that wants to get the use out of every player, so they'll get all of them touches, and at the end of the game, Leonard Fournette will be sitting there with seven carries, like, I could have won this team the game, but all right, sure.
Featured back, man. Just give him the rock.
Just, he's so good.
20 carries, he's, man, at least. I don't give a, I don't care which.
So good.
Especially if he's healthy, just give him the rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay, so Chargers win over the Raiders. Raiders are in disarray. I know.
One win.
Old Gruden playing the long game. I said, I told you, I'm going to hold off judgment because I know what he's planning to do. I get it.
Well, when
he's
got,
like, just wait, y'all. Just wait. Just wait.
Lord.
Just wait. That's what he's doing. He's like, we're gonna weather the storm, brother. And I know what he's doing. I get it. But he better do it.
Oh, if he doesn't do it. If they don't get, like, you can have picks, but it's who you pick.
Raiders Nation is very restless. They're already, and they, even the smarter fans are like, okay, let's, they'll be patient. I'm telling you, year two, year three happened, though. And they're like two and something. I'm telling you, man.
Watch out.
I would not. I wouldn't advise that.
Mm-mm, I mean, I know they got every first round pick under the sun this year. But
they
like,
do. They have a first round pick from every team.
Yep. If that doesn't pay off.
Then what's the point?
Like, you're done.
Hey.
That's how it works.
I'm building my team. I go, just, bro, but that means it's on you. So, so then Chiefs, Cardinals, we know how that's going to go. Chiefs are still rolling. The Chiefs are very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. They are very good, and this isn't a fluke.
Drew Brees, I believe, has caught up to Patrick in the MVP race. He has to because he has 1.5 receivers. He has caught up. I didn't say he's going to get it, but I think he has caught up to Patrick. Patrick has every single weapon. I'm telling you, I'm probably on the depth chart catching a couple passes in week 12, week 13. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm somewhere on the depth chart, but I should got a report. I got probably a report this weekend. But like he, but it's one of those things where he, I know Brees is caught up just because what he's doing at his age. I know why the voters go, and it is spectacular to see what he's doing. But I give Mahomes the edge right now. The Chiefs are looking like the representatives in the AFC. It will be tough
because they have such a high-powered offense.
They can't stop anybody, though, Bloom.
The
Browns were scoring on them, but they can't really stop anybody,
bro. Their defense isn't phenomenal, but they just say, all right, less defense. They're like the Rockets.
Honestly. Let's hope you guys, let's outscore you guys. Mm-hmm. Make sure we bow you out so fast that you can't even catch up.
It's offense versus offense. It becomes a defensive battle, which really hasn't happened to them all like that much this season. Then it's going to be tough for that team. But if teams, and they really can't contain Mahomes or Kelsey or Hill or Watkins or Hunt or Ware.
Good Lord.
Kelsey again for probably like three more touchdowns.
What the heck?
Or Hill's speed or just every single person under the moon. You, me.
I told you, I'm in the depth chart.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Like, all these players are on the Chiefs, and not only are they on, they're catching balls.
They got pieces, bro.
And running.
They got pieces.
So, like, if that team doesn't get stopped by any defense, which it does not look like, I do not see them missing a bye in the playoffs or a seat in February.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We're talking about they need to get that one stop against a high-powered offense or a team that's better than them. They need the one stop. Let's say they meet the Patriots or they meet the Steelers. They need one stop.
They really do.
Let's say it's 35-35. They need that one stop. And they just, all the defense needs, guys. They need you to get one stop, and then he's going to the Super Bowl. They're a Super Bowl contending team. It's a lot. We know but we're getting closer and closer. So we're gonna have to start predicting who we think is winning the Super Bowl.
It's getting
to the point where it's not any more speculation. We got to make a decision. And I safe for me to say they are a Super Bowl team.
I can see them clearly as contenders.
Yeah,
I see them, Rams, Pats, Saints.
Yeah,
and those four teams for sure.
For sure. So yeah, with that being said, I guess. Man, I guess. Oh, DJ, can we cut to the play of the game, please, whenever you get a chance?
Oh,
damn. Beautiful play of the game. Then we're going to cut to, we're going to talk about the Browns a little bit. But I just want to show everybody this play of the game.
Take a look.
It's wonderful. Shout out to Nick Chubb.
And taking over the role in Cleveland.
Move.
Go.
I didn't think he was going to get at it right there.
Falcons defense,
I didn't know he was
though.
That fast, by the way.
Oh, no, he's amazing.
I didn't know that.
Rookie longest touchdown run in Browns franchise history. Mind you, they haven't been around long.
Oh, that might have been a Hugh Jackson pick, was it not? Was it that Hugh?
They went with Baker, but then they also got him.
I'm just saying. But anyway, okay, so with that, so I like just want to show everybody, people at home, the play of the game, kind of segues into me talking about the Browns a little bit. I don't want
to talk some Browns.
I don't want to gloss over Baker Mayfield, because we talked about it. I said he's not, I'm a firm believer in, I don't like anointing any rookie. I don't care who you are. I don't care if Jesus was in the jersey. If he's a rookie in the league, just give the Lord and Savior a chance. You can give him a chance to start zinging the football around before you start anointing him. So I was never down on Baker. I was never down on Tebow, never down on Johnny Manziel.
Neither was I.
I just need you to give them a second. Guys, this is not college. This is not when you can have 50,000 players on one team and everyone's an All-American. This is the league where they scheme after you and they have professionals. Literally, their whole job is to stay up all night to stop you. And he's an undersized guy. He's a young guy. He plays for a dysfunctional franchise. So I was like, give Baker time to get into the swing of things. And he looks pretty good. He's put it like this. We say this before. He's not the reason why the Browns are losing.
No, not at all. He threw 3 touchdowns and 216 yards, 17 for 20. That is really good.
It's good, man.
For that franchise, for a quarterback in that position, the Browns, horrible quarterback history. Luka Manziel did, Kaiser, all those rookies. What he's doing is unlike any Browns quarterback I've seen, and it's week 10, so I can say that.
Sounds like a Hugh Jackson pick, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And they sound like he's playing better than all these rookies. He is, guys. He's in that franchise. He's playing better than all these rookies.
Come on. It takes so much to play in that franchise, and you know it.
I know you guys got rid of Hugh Jackson, but he made some pretty good picks, man. He might have picked some franchise stayers. Mm-hmm. I believe, barring injury, he's the quarterback of the future. You got to surround this kid with a little more talent. Not receivers. I think he's fine there. I think you can get receivers, not even joking. No disrespect. Receiving is hard. I just think you can get production anywhere in the league. I think it's tougher to get linemen. Tougher to get DBs, tougher to get linebackers. Like, you know what I mean? That's where it's tougher to get. I think they got the running back. I think they got the quarterback.
Their skill players are fine. They really are fine. They just need the protection of the quarterback. They need a little bit of a stronger defense, especially on that line. Their safeties are all right. They got Demarius Randall, Jabril Peppers.
They're good in coverage. They're good in coverage.
Their coverage is really nice. Their corners are all right. Yeah. Body Calhoun's a nice guy. But to have... They just need a stronger line on both sides of the ball. And if they get Baker a little bit more protection...
That's a little bit more.
But what? Did they have 3 wins this year?
Yeah.
How many last year? How many the year before? They have more wins this year than I think the last 2 years combined.
I gotta give a little credit to Hugh Jackson,
and that's
man.
Some Hugh Jackson right there. That's smart drafting. For the first time, the Browns are actually drafting correct. Makes me a little bit happy.
I say it before and I say it again. They people knee-jerk too much. They got rid of him too fast. You did not give him a chance to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just I think Hugh needed like 4 or 5 years. I think head coaching with dysfunctional franchises, man, is very...
It's so tough.
Come on, man. Salary cap, building personnel, all these personalities, trades, free agents. Listen, 3, it's not enough, bro. It's just not, man. What do you like? But what about Sean McVay? Man, Sean McVay's a phenom, man.
Oh, my God. He's such a great coach.
He's like LeBron James of coaching, man. He really is, man. He's just really good.
Well, because he turned that team completely around. Look what he did to Jared Goff.
Come on, man.
He made that guy such a great quarterback. Todd Gurley had, a slump in his second year. Now he's the best running back in football.
Period. I'm dying of people acting like he ain't the best running back in football.
Cooper Kupp. Hard to see him go down with another injury this year after the season, but they still have guys like, they got Brandon Cooks, they have Robert Woods, Reynolds, I think his name is. All their receivers can produce, every single one of them, and that defense too.
It's one of the things, stop comparing coaches to he's 30. Like 31. Stop comparing. This dude, there's never going to be another guy like him in a long time.
No.
He's very special. He has his team damn near probably going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, David, I would like to unveil a new game I would like to play on this show.
Mm-hmm. Hit me with it.
Appreciate y'all all coming here on Monday. We will be back Sunday. I promise you that. Listen, this new game is called the Poop Emoji Play, Player, or Game of the Day. So I will tell you, we will unveil a clip about what we think is the most poop play of the week. I want you to have some little plushies over here and the different poop emojis, and I want you to grab the poop emoji that describes your feeling towards this play. And the first play, DJ, is Tom Terrific thinking he's Michael Vick.
See, they tried it again.
DJ, can you play that track?
They'll go to the trickery. Edelman throws to Brady.
Yeah, you can run that back. Yeah, yeah, I like that replay. What in the hell is going on right now?
There it is.
So, okay, that's the first poop emoji play of the week. Oh, and he gave him a shot. Now, David Bloom, what poop emoji have you chosen and why?
Ladies and gentlemen, I chose the shocked face because I'm shocked that he caught the ball. One, and I shouldn't be shocked, but I am, that he tripped on his own leg and did not get the first. That, I think, is worse than not catching the ball. I would have rather he dropped it again than trip on his own leg. He tripped on his own leg and didn't get the first.
I hate being this guy. Okay, so look, my poop emoji is, listen, it's like the heart smile, because I loved the play call. I did.
Great this, play call. This, if you listen, have Nick Foles on the team.
This is the poop emoji. It's the heart poop emoji. Listen, okay, let me tell you something now. Why did y'all run this play, man?
Well, they got the catch.
Would you leave Tom Brady alone? I know, listen, I can just picture Tom Brady like, okay.
All right, guys, we're going reverse. Tom, you're going to catch the ball.
What?
Again? You know, last time, can I? You're going to catch it, trust me.
So I guess the bright side is Obed Evan. If he didn't win the foul, he got the first down. Layover. If was a fifth, we would all be drunk right now in this establishment. So I don't want to hear anything about ifs. What happens is he got the ball and stumbled because it's a ridiculous play. That is Tom Brady. To me, all jokes aside, that is beneath the greatness of Tom Brady.
It really is.
Don't have him do that no more. Are you a gadget play? Yeah, don't disrespect that man like that, man. But that was the first. I don't even want to dwell on it. But it was poop, man. It was poop. It's poop. It's poop emoji.
It really was. It's hard to see a guy like Tom Brady, who is one of the greatest of all time.
Yes.
One of the. We're not going back to that right now, but we will. To run a play like that,
come on, man.
It's not going to go well. Even if he catches the ball, come on. You know this. Why embarrass his legacy like that?
It really is embarrassing,
why
man.
Why embarrass him like that? What's the point?
And if he had got the first down, he was still going to take a shot, by the way.
Oh, my God. Why do you want to put him in harm's way like that?
He was closing. He was going to... Man,
y'all took a shot.
And he still took a shot.
So and he fell. I don't know if that's giving yourself up. I don't know if that's accidental. Like, all I know is that he took a shot, and that was just not a great play call, first down or not.
Unbelievable. So now, we have a second poop emoji clip of the day, courtesy of David Bloom. This literally is just a clip of just Matt Barkley beating the brakes off of the Jets, and it costing me my fantasy football. That's all that is. So David, as we watch this, just a couple of seconds of this clip, grab the poop emoji that will best express the terrible, terrible New York Jets. This literally is just, think about what
please,
I'm saying
no,
here.
This
is
so
Matt Barkley highlights.
I'm hiding.
Shout out to USC's finest.
Oh, God. Don't ever start the Jets defense, ever.
I did.
Ever. -7 points. I would have won if I started any other defense in the league.
So this poop emoji I'm grabbing, by the way, is for myself. I'm just letting y'all know this. This has nothing to do with the hapless.
This is purely selfish fantasy,
yeah,
right
this
here.
This is me. This is the smiley face poop emoji Evan's gonna grab for. This is for me. This is the face I made when I picked the defense of the Jets.
Yeah,
I was this
projected
excited.
9 points.
Yeah,
I was.
I was like, I got it.
Number one defense.
Because they probably got Peterman. I didn't know they was gonna pull somebody off the street.
Well, when I saw Matt Barkley, I'm like, oh no.
Darn it. So that's my poop emoji of the day.
Here's mine. It's the heart, because I love losing in fantasy. I'm 3-7. I love it. Please, more onslaught of just losses. I love it so much. Here, look, this house for me. I crave it. I need it. So that's why I do it every week, because I love losing.
It's one of those things. So we both
somebody
lost in
me.
Fantasy. We try to come up here and act like we know sports, so it never bodes well. We have to tell you how much we lose in fantasy. Him and I both have the same record in fantasy, whether you know that or not.
Really?
And yeah. We have the same exact win-loss record right now. It's bad, bro.
I realized that I am probably, last year, the luckiest fantasy player.
Mm-hmm.
I've told y'all about some of my amazing games. This year, I am the most unlucky. This week, I told my opponent, start your lineup because he had two players out who combined for only 5 points. got me the loss because I lost by, you know, three. Vinatieri missed a field goal. I lost. The Jets defense did horribly against the Bills. I lost. If any of my players, 30 more yards, 10th from each. Cam Newton actually has a good game. AP gets a touchdown. Anyone else? Boyd, Kelsey with 4 points. Please.
You're like the Predator, man. You like to fight people at their best. You could have easily let him have a weaker lineup, got a win.
I didn't feel good with healthy competition.
See, that's honesty, y'all. See what he said? That's integrity.
I got fantasy integrity right here, and I'm not afraid to say it. But you know what? If it makes me lose, fine, sure. I should have started better people. If I started Jason Myers, I would have won. I am as salty as you can be. Saltier than that popcorn I can smell outside.
I know it smells delicious. I'm about to go grab some in a second. But before we wrap this lovely Monday on Sunday, Monday.
Because I'm so pissed.
Since we're here on Monday, David Bloom, we have a terrible game tonight.
You excited?
I want to see Saquon go to work.
Yeah, me too. I want to see Nick Mullins go to work.
Yeah,
again.
So we got the Giants versus the 49ers. And since we're here on a Monday, which is unusual, who do you have winning this terrible game?
Oh, I got the Niners.
Yeah, you think
I
so?
I got Mullins going again, Kittle, Breda, Morris, I know the other one's hurt. I think that team can actually get it done, and I know Saquon will go off, but Eli and OBJ.
I'm just hoping for some excitement a little bit.
I don't think that quarterback situation. I think the new quarterback in San Francisco will be nice. Where's the game?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
I'm not even thinking about
that. I'll get it.
Yeah, but,
that does matter, by the way.
It matters so much. Whether it's in East Rutherford or Santa Clara.
Yeah, I think it's in San Francisco.
Because both those stadiums are just so good for the home team, even though 1-7, 2-7.
It's in Santa Clara.
So that'll bode really well for the Niners. But you know what? I say Niners win, and if I'm wrong, let me come back next week, and I'll tell you why Nick Mullins is the worst quarterback of all time, and if I'm right, he's the greatest.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, because Peterman got that right now. Shout out to Peterman. I don't like to be down on your boy, but man, he's poop emoji. But
at least the Bills recognize it. I mean, it sucks for me, but sure. Never start the Jets defense again.
We going to get out of here, though, man. I appreciate everybody in the chat. Star Drew Zayas, my wife is in the chat. Shout out my wife. I know wifey's in the chat. Shout out to my wife. Yeah, I appreciate y'all. David Bloom, where can the lovely people find you if you ever decide to get on social media?
If I ever decide to go on social media, post something, and then 5 years later you find it. David H. Bloom, Instagram, Twitter. Go hit me up. Yell at me about Dakota again and again and again. I will defend myself all the time.
He will. It's your boy, Evan T. Mack. Get your boy up on Instagram and Twitter. We can talk football all day long. Rest in peace to Mr. Stan Lee.
Of course.
The icon, always. The legend, my childhood. Met him. Amazing man.
Lovely.
95 years. I only hope to get that old. God rest his soul. We'll see y'all. I think we'll be back this Sunday.
This Sunday.
I'll see y'all this Sunday. Y'all take care.
Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.